3-0 Beavers. I know Brian Schultz was listening from the road. He did text me.
All right.
He's on his way with Beaver Hockey. Oh, big kick. That one came in. A shot and a goal. Winona State finally strikes. Kat Arneson couldn't come up with the original
Kat,
shot.
She was a little deked out there. Her own defender, I'm not sure who it was, if it was Newharth or one of them. She, I think Kat was expecting her to head it away, and at the last minute she ducked, and that's why Kat, she went down awkwardly, and the ball went off her knee and deflected right to the Winona player. She was able to just put it right in the back of the net when Kat was on the ground.
She doesn't give up many goals.
No. So I think that was just kind of a little bit of a, you know, oopsie kind of play, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
some kind of miscommunication.
Yeah. But still, that just goes to show you how important that third goal was. Yep. Because now you still have that two-goal lead.
With 33:56 left to play. 3-1 now.
57th minute of play. Winona State goal scored by number 25, Cameron Cadiz.
Cadiz with the goal.
Oh, boy.
And a...
It looks like we're going to get another penalty kick maybe, Kelly.
No. Oh, no. She didn't even have control of the ball.
He's talking to him right now to see what the...
What are they going to give them? A foul or a free kick?
No, it's going to be a penalty
a
kick.
A penalty kick. Ah.
Yeah, so foul inside the 18 there.
Foul inside the 18 box. And a penalty kick.
I think that's
kick.
What the refs were discussing. If it was, you know, the foul was just outside the 18 and she fell in, or if it actually happened inside the 18 itself, and they made the decision that it did. So now Winona has, you know,
Abby
a
Bahansky
huge opportunity to
we'll take the
get right back into this game.
Penalty kick here. A 3-2 lead now for
just
Bemidji
like that.
State. And just like that, we've got ourselves an interesting soccer
yep.
game. That's 33-36 left to play here, and how quickly this game
yeah.
has changed.
Like we said, you know, no lead is safe enough. I mean, really, Bemidji State, they thought they had a comfortable 3-0 lead, and then in a span of, what was it, 2 minutes maybe, Winona State is all of a sudden, it's now 3-2.
We take a look at our live stats here. Bemidji State needs to do something
yeah.
quickly. They sure
I mean, that's
could use that extra goal right about now. Bahansky will cross it to the middle.
It's so important for a defender, too. You know, you got to realize you cannot, once you're inside of that 18,
you cannot touch a player.
Be physical whatsoever with a player. You got to make sure you play the ball first.
Exactly. A throw in over on the far touch line for Koss. She'll send that high over the head of everybody. Chasing it down. It looks like Engel is back out on the field.
Yep.
I see her out there.
Now all of a sudden, this has given the Warriors new life. I mean,
they're down by one.
They're right back in it now. And it's kind of put the Beavers on their heels a little bit.
Another free kick. Engel tripped up her player. She got tangled up with Michaela Sabanesh. Could hear coaches and very
yeah,
happy
I'm
about
sure,
that.
I'm sure Jim Stone, he didn't seem too happy about that foul call, and he's been giving it to the refs ever since. And
the free kick will come about 40 yards, trying to do my math. From the end zone, let's see, 10, it's about extra, like, 35, 40 yards.